people to be vulnerable is to be vulnerable yourself. And just like another girlfriend of mine, Raquel Rodriguez, she's from Florida, and she was Jeb Bush's general counsel when he was governor for a couple of terms in Florida. She, as a young associate, she worked for a big firm, and she missed a deadline on a statute of limitations, and she felt horrible about it. She just, and she teaches this to law students, so this is not a private story, but you know, she kind of messed up, and she was so worried about her review. And the head partner stopped by her office and walked in the door, and he said, "Hey, what's wrong?" She said, "I'm kind of shaken up about this." He says, "Do you think you're the first lawyer who ever lost a client?" So folks, you're going to lose a big customer at some point. You're going to lose a vendor that you like. So, you know, in the course of doing your business, you're going to have some setbacks. But it's how you grow from that, what you choose to do from that, whether you make it a positive experience for yourself, one that you can learn from and talk about and maybe even laugh at later on. But that's what Rocky, defining moment, lead line, as I call them, is you can come back from a mistake. That so often people get discouraged. They tie their whole ego and self-worth up into making that mistake. And they think that's where you're zigging and zagging. That might be part of your zag. You know, sometimes it does take a while to lick your wounds, but you've got to get back up there on the racetrack and keep going.
All right. So what I'm hearing you say is that, first of all, work on your own self-esteem so that you can absorb these negative events, so-called negative events. So that all those people you interviewed who agreed to be in your book, could you just sum them up by saying that these people have a good, strong sense of self-esteem and self-belief, and the fact that they know what they're doing and they know what they're on about, yes?
I think that's true. I mean, I've got people who were bullied. You look at them today, you would never know, bullied as a child. I've got people who were so short that they could never get anybody to listen to them. I've got a guy who didn't even graduate from high school, hadn't even been to college, had to take the bar exam 4 times, and he's the son of a very famous lawyer. His motto is go against the odds to become a winner. He went against the odds in every way, but he still, with that persistence, he just kept it up. I've got health stories. I've got just all kinds of situations from all walks of life. And the gal that is transcribing them for me, she's not a lawyer. She's a former legal secretary. And I told Laura Y that this was a kind of a funny story about rejection and also persistence. I asked Ivy, I said, "Ivy, will you transcribe these interviews for me?" And because I didn't want to pay hundreds of dollars, you know, $350 a page to transcribe them. And she said, "No." And I said, "Ivy, please, please." I begged her for 8 months. And she said, "Nope, nope, nope," consistently. And so finally one day I walked in, I said, "Ivy, please, you've got," I tried to bribe her with, you know, gift cards and all kinds of stuff, you name it. I did everything I could. And finally, after 8 months, she said yes. And now that she's transcribing these interviews, she actually loves the stories. And she does think that John Q. Public, you know, the lay person, lay people, will enjoy the stories. Because there's a part of humanity in each one of us with the stories. And I think we can all relate to that. I mean, there's so much about all of this. I mean, you don't look at me and think, "Oh, everything's been so easy for her." I've got challenges up one side and down the other each and every day. But I'm blessed because I get to do what I love, and I'm actually feeling like right now that I'm walking into my life's purpose. The mere fact that I get to talk to you today about this project that's so near and dear to my heart, this is a bingo, bingo, win-win for me. So I love it. I'm excited about it.
I'm excited too, because what you're saying is in fact, anybody from any walk of life can make their life a success. It doesn't have to be in a professional sense. It can be, you know, in a personal sense too. Now, speaking of personal, what comes across for me when I hear you speak is that you know yourself very well, all right, and you accept yourself as you are. Now,
The good, the bad, the ugly.
The good, the bad, the ugly. And the fact that you there is that self-realization. So do you think that with the improved self-realization, enhanced self-realization, people are going to succeed as opposed to the somebody who says that everything out there is at fault for me not being where I want to be?
Oh, wow. Well, you know, in Jack Canfield's book, Success Principles, the very first order of business is, number one, take 100% responsibility for your life. So when you think of yourself as an artist and a creator and a writer of your own script, we are writing our scripts right now. Now, some of us, like me, have to work extra hard at it. I have to. I listen to my meditation tape that's a customized for me, my vision statement of what I want, and even if it's, I speak things that aren't as if they are, and I don't let those thoughts take over. You know, you can't do it. Oh, what do you think you're doing? You don't, you know, all those things that come into our head. No, I have to work at it. I keep myself, it doesn't just come easy, and I'm definitely never going to get some big head about it because, oh boy, I don't want to get a big head about it. But I do take those steps. I keep a gratitude journal. I just feel grateful for little things, like you've got flushing water, you've got food on the table. Just always being completely aware of just all the blessings in life, the beautiful sunrise, sunset. I mean, you know, just keeping yourself, listening to positive music, staying away from negative people. You cannot afford to start your own business and be around anybody who's toxic. You just can't. And so you just kind of have to, bye-bye.
Okay, so the people with the trash talk, you just have to leave behind. You know. Now, this book, Defining Moments, well, people out there, yeah, hi to all those viewers, that if you're interested in getting a copy of this, where can you send them to opt in and get the details how they can actually purchase this book?
Okay, it's going to be sold by the American Bar Association on the ABA web store, and I will have a link to it on my website, which is Melanie, M-E-L-A-N-I-E, B-R-A-G-G, .com. And it when it becomes available, if you go to my website and click on, there's a little easy first name, email, click on the little link. I'll know that you came from this radio show. If you want to send me a little message, you can. But I will make sure that I send you the link to the web store. And I also will send you a little sheet with the 7 success principles and the little story behind them for your reference.
Okay, so people can read that and actually start implementing and applying them. I mean, when you think about how do I implement connecting with people, it is easy, isn't it? It starts by saying things like hi to the person who serves you coffee and making eye contact.
Yeah. You know, a smile goes a long way, just a smile, a kind smile.
Yep, and so all these things you think might not be putting money into the bottom line of your business, but you never know. The person who serves you coffee might know somebody who is in a business that might need your services. Is that right?
Right. Oh, that is definitely right. You just never know. And like I told Laura earlier, you know, you don't ever want to burn any bridges. I mean, all of us can have tempers. All of us can have, you know, sometimes, you know, I'm not the most patient person in the world. Sometimes I work on that and I have to cultivate it. And so you have to just really, really be quick, be slow to anger and quick to forgive. And just be careful, because the person that may be waiting tables right now may be going up and getting an Oscar next week. You know what I mean? You may have a seat at the Oscars if you're nice, you know?
Yeah, exactly right. So treat everybody with respect is one of those things that comes across in your book. And again, they can get those principles that they apply in their lives, which have been distilled from your book, Defining Moments, Insight into the Lawyer's Soul, when they opt in at your website, melaniebragg.com. Is that right?
Yeah, and I just pulled my top 7 but there's going to be probably about 40 or 50 of them, and they all kind of, there's a lot of cool cases, there's a lot of cool historical, I've got a guy that's 84 years old right now that Eleanor Roosevelt campaigned for him in 1960. I've got a guy that represented, he was the court-appointed counsel for the 911 terrorist, Massawi. I've got all kinds of just very interesting people from all walks of life, and I think you'll really fall in love with all of my good friends that are in this book.
Yeah, and not only fall in love, but think for ourselves that, hey, those qualities that they imbue can be something I can absorb and again grow from that, and it will impact on my business in a positive way, because businesses really consist of people. And
especially if you're in small business, I don't think that we're talking about the regular corporate person with a corporate day job. I think we're talking, our audience here, the people we're talking about are people who are trying to carve their own path. They're starting their own business. Is that correct? Am I correct?
Yeah, and entrepreneurs.
Going on their own?
Yeah. And people who will need some sort of, I guess, signposting and guidance that this book is just wonderful in giving, but it tells it in a story form. I mean, we all love stories, so this is a great way. It's a brilliant idea, by the way, Melanie, that you've got book to inspire people. Speaking of inspiring, now, who inspired you other than Jack Canfield?
Oh, boy, I've had a lot of great, my bosses. I got to be a briefing attorney at the Court of Appeals, and my bosses that were mentoring me way back when. But actually, lately I kind of made my, in my fiction book, Crosstown Park, that's fixing to come out this summer. I'm not trying to plug it here, but I'm very excited about it. It's a fiction book about a young female lawyer who teams up with an elderly black preacher. Anyway, my mother, who was a writer also, who encouraged me to follow my dream of writing no matter what. She encouraged me. My writing teacher, I was so blessed to meet Rita Gallagher, who is co-founder of the Romance Writers of America. It's the biggest romance writers group in America. She's now deceased. All three of these ladies are deceased. But she taught me how to write in novel structure and storytelling, even for nonfiction. And then Marge Caldwell, who was a wonderful woman. She was part of Dr. James Dobson's Focus on the Family. It's an international Christian group. She was a Christian mentor of mine, and also just a grand woman. And she also just inspired me to believe that I could do anything I want. So those three women are my angels. And I always try to be a mentor to women, and because I really feel like women need more women mentors, and that women sometimes get mentored by men more than they do women, and it's kind of a mystery in our culture. We don't really understand why this happens so much, but I try to stand up and help women every chance I get. So I'm just blessed to have these three wonderful angels, I call them now, looking over me, and I'm sure they're clapping.
Yep, they are, and they're probably applauding you right now. And also the fact that you feel so strongly about women mentoring other women, that you've actually organized a program that you offer for people who may have an idea, but they haven't crystallized that idea, and it's still a bit fuzzy in your head, but have got a bit of fire in the belly, and have an idea of, I don't want to be an employee for the rest of my life. I want to be an entrepreneur. So good on you, folks out there, if you're watching this. And they kind of look at Melanie and think, okay, she doesn't bite. She's actually very nice. She's somebody I can relate to and somebody I trust. So you do have that mentoring program. Can you just tell us a bit more? So folks out there, if you're interested, come by and give Melanie a good old look and a good old squeeze and see if you're a match for Melanie. But just tell us in the time that we have left, what is it that you're going to help people with who turn up with a half fuzzy idea, but it's going to work?
Right. Well, there's a lot of people right now. There's about 76 million baby boomers in America, and I don't know what the stats are all over the world, but there's a lot of people who've worked at a job for a long time. Maybe they're about to retire. They want to do something different. A lot of people want to write books. I have been very involved in helping people get their book into an idea with my American Bar Association. It's the solo, small firm, and general practice division that I'm the book publications board chair for. So I've helped people, and I've noticed that a lot of people have this nebulous idea, but they don't actually have it concrete, and they don't have an action plan to get it done. And so I'm a certified success coach also, and it has been some of the most wonderful training that I've ever gotten because I can use it in my mediation. I do a lot of mediations. I've been a mediator for 22 years, so I'm a mediator and an arbitrator. I help people work things out, solve problems. So with this five-hour coaching plan, I'm offering it at a very special rate. It's a five-hour thing. You have an initial conference. You fill out a little questionnaire. We talk about it. I listen to what you say. Then I create a vision statement for you, which is a lot like what I said I listen to in the morning. It's your goals and your dreams and what you want to do crystallized so that you can listen to it in the morning while you're getting ready on the way to work, and so you can start training your subconscious mind to believe that this is possible. You know, so you want to drown out those negative voices that tell you maybe you can't do it, the things that make you give up. So by having that vision statement real crystal clear and having that it recorded, and I can teach you ways to really use it to jumpstart your process here. And then we follow that up with some action plan and getting some goals for you. And it's kind of a short program. It's just 5 hours, but you can get a lot of value out of it. And then we can decide whether to keep going in some private coaching or sessions or whatnot. But it's just a good way to kind of get some groundwork done and just see if what you have is palatable and workable and set you in the right direction towards achieving your goals and dreams.
Okay, so it's like a kickstart exercise, and that 5 hours will be, I think, the most life-changing 5 hours of your life, folks.
I call it define your dream, determine your destiny.
Oh, I love that. Define your dream, determine your destiny. Because you're right, if we don't define our dreams, we have no idea where we're going. We're directionless, which I think some people will be going, gee, sounds like me. So if that's the case, folks, you watching out there, I suggest you get in touch with Melanie, and it's your website is melaniebragg.com, right? So that they can get in touch with you and contact you if they're interested in this as well. Because I see that at this point in time, folks, we need all the help we can get to our goals. And one of the things you said, which really resonates with me, is like, don't hang around people who are negative. Hang around people like Melanie, who will be very compassionate and supportive of you, but will probably kick your butt if you don't do what you're supposed to do, which is fair enough, because it's about taking action.
That's my motto. I say all we owe people is the four F's: firm, fair, friendly, and frank. So, you know, you want to be firm, fair, and friendly, and frank. And also my law clerk who worked with me for 3 years, her name is Ashley Helene. I'm putting a plug in for her. She got out of law school, and she's a can-do person. Even if she doesn't know how to do it, she basically says can do, and she go figure it out, even if she had to call somebody to figure it out. I always tell people, I say, you know, there's too many apostrophe T's on your language here. I don't really want to listen to the can't. I can't do this. I can't do that. I want to hear I can do it. Well, Ashley, I got her on the book publications board as a baby lawyer. She skipped all the other steps. She got straight on the publications board, and we needed a technology book for lawyers. I've been wanting one for a long time. Well, guess what? She has been winning PowerPoint contests since she was in sixth grade, so I put her together with our technology guru who's older, and put them together, and now their new book about technology for lawyers is fixing to come out. So at age 30, she's got her first book. She's on the book publications board, and I'm very proud of her. So I helped her get there, and it definitely helps me because I like having I like surrounding myself with really competent, capable people that do have a can-do attitude. So just throw out the excuses, and if you want to get to work, I can help you get to work, but I'm going to be real too. I mean, I'm going to be nice and supportive and loving and all that, but, you know, I got to call a spade a spade. You know, if there's something there that needs to get worked out. So some people aren't ready to go. They need to do some more interior work, you know, before they go to it. But some people are ready to get cranking, and I can help you with that too.
Okay, so you're going to be helping the people who are ready to rock and roll, and this is basically your, I think your calling in life is to help people, giving them a hand up and inspiring them along the way. So, you know, that's a brilliant way of living a person's life. Speaking of which, when you do that, there's a lot of giving involved. So how do you replenish yourself? Do you have like rituals that you go through every day to center yourself, to just keep clear and focused on your raison d'être, you know, why am I in this world?
Right. Well, that is very important, because guess what? Especially women, you know, have this thing. Sometimes we don't set boundaries, and especially being a lawyer, everybody's got some kind of legal problem. And I kind of went through, yeah, everybody, you know, you go to a massage and they're rubbing their husband's estate into your, and I look at them, I say, please don't rub that into me. I don't want your problems rubbed into my back. But anyway, my first chapter that was published in 2005, it was in an ABA book, How to Capture and Keep Clients. It was the Effortless Marketing chapter. And it in that chapter, I will also give that to you guys as a downloadable PDF, too, if anybody's interested in that chapter, because it sets out the formula. It also talks about, as a lawyer, I did all these guardianships for people. I was taking care of all these people, but I wasn't replenishing myself. I was giving, and nothing was coming back. And sometimes many of you know, just the monetary remuneration is not enough either. It's not all about money. Your success is not just how much money you make, although that's a good barometer, but there's way more to it. And so I found myself very depleted, and that's when I made this long-term zigzaggy goal of just teaching and speaking and helping people. That's probably more up my alley than doing some of these other things that I've been doing for a long time. So that's why I'm changing my career. I love being a lawyer, but yet at the same time, there's a lot of that does deplete me and doesn't fill me up as much as some of these other things that I'm working on now. So, you know, just finding your bliss spot. What are you happiest doing? When I'm sitting at my computer writing, when I'm working on editing my novel, editing something, I can sit there for a couple of hours and all of a sudden I feel like I'm on drugs or something. I mean, I know it's the dopamine, you know, there's some kind of hormones that are popping out of my brain, and I'm like, whoa, you know, people, why do people take drugs? I mean, they all, just doing what you love is a drug in and of itself. So being, you know, doing more of what you love, like Jack Canfield says that too. He says, if it ain't fun, I'm not doing it. So I always say, I'm all about function with an emphasis on fun. You know, even dysfunctional people can be okay as long as it's fun. You know, so anything with the word fundamentals, I like words that have the word fun in it. But so yeah, you want to have fun, and so you replenish yourself. But I also do the meditation. I even meditate when I'm on a trip. I've got the Tree of Life. I've got my own. If you can't take a nap, if you can't, you know, go run or jog or work out, just pop in a meditation tape for 20 minutes and you can come back feeling whole. I think meditation is a great practice. My spiritual practice, I'm a Christian by faith, and so that is my mainstay for me, is my Christianity, but I'm open to every religion, and I just really feel like that people who practice the spiritual practice is just a great way to find that deeper meaning and keep yourself filled up. But I'm going to probably go get a massage tonight. So I had a long weekend of work. So yeah, always get that massage. Always just love yourself. Yeah, I always say, give yourself the gift of loving yourself, whether it's a hot bath, a facial massage, your own face, you know, just be kind to yourself, because you're the one that's in charge of you. You're the master of your own fate. You're the creator of your life.
That is just phenomenal, and that's a wonderful way to end this interview, because you have given everybody out here a tremendous insight, not into only the book, but the reason for writing the book. And in that sense, you've opened your soul. Thank you very much and being so honest. And it's a beautiful soul because of what you say and what you actually practice in terms of not just preaching, but practicing what you say you do. So folks out there, if you're interested in the book, it's called Defining Moments, Insight into the Lawyer Soul. You can get it from Melanie's website. And also, if you want some mentoring from her, which I think most people will need at this time, go and see it. Do yourself a favor. And last but not least, can I just say thank you very much on behalf of your money and your mindset for this hour you've spent with us. You've been very generous with your time, with your knowledge, and with your love and your compassion. So, Melanie Bragg, God bless. Thank you.
Laura, you're the best. Thank you so much. What an honor it is to be with you.
Great.
Today's podcast is brought to you by ObesityHotline.com. Silent, providing support.